This is the Mike O'Brien Show.
Inspire, empower and educate with Luke Tyler. Luke, what have you overcome or achieved?
Yeah, Mike, I've midlife career change. That meant leaving the only job that I was qualified for as a detective in Sydney, New South Wales, and basically overcoming a complete lack of confidence and needing retraining. I went to university, studied literature to become a high school English teacher. I loved that so much that I pushed on. I did a master's of writing and started my own writing and learning workshops based on crime scene investigations. So it's been quite a battle overcoming and getting back out into public life.
Tell the story a little bit about what that was like. What kind of things did you actually go through?
Yeah, when I got out of the police, or the reason for getting out, PTSD, anxiety and depression as a result of that. I worked in some high-profile areas of criminal investigation, covering murders, drugs, coroner's liaison, and ultimately child protection and sex crimes. Amongst the horrors of that job, you try and keep your marriage on track, raise your kids, and you start being affected, I suppose, by you wonder about that blue line and, basically you start thinking that the only things that are on your side are within the police, and you have that protected worldview. Then I ran into a situation where took a stance against corruption, and the organisation sort of circled wagons to protect themselves, and got to that point where you got to make some tough decisions. Do you stay and fight? And I fought hard and loud and till the point that you couldn't do that anymore. Personal cost starts to get a little bit too high. I think it's one of those sunk cost fallacies where, you've put so much into it that you think you've got to keep going instead of just starting anew, and that's quite a hard thing to do. And you wake up hiding in your bedroom, pretty much afraid to go outside, and you just can't fight anymore. And it was very hard to lose your career that way. It was sort of, in a funny way, I sort of always felt like a little bit like Sergeant Angel from Hot Fuzz. You're just that dedicated to it.
Yeah.
So
you had to go through quite a bit to get out of the other side of that. Like, it wasn't necessarily straightforward, but do you have a bit of a roadmap for people to take? Any steps that you took yourself to get to the other side of that?
Yeah, look, and I was afraid to ask for help. Now, I'm not a macho, toxic male, but I think with male mental health, your picture's clouded by old-fashioned thoughts, and you have this duty to work, stiff upper lip, and this sense of doing your best, and for me, trying to please everyone. I didn't know how to seek help. I was also a union rep and pretty much concerned for everybody else, and I would push them to counsellors for employee assistance programs, but I could never ask for that help myself. One day I pulled the car over the side of a highway, and I was just in tears, and I was just begging that someone notice how much I'm struggling and come to my help. And it'd be many years later that I referred myself to the police doctor, police counsellors, and they just sent me back in, said I was fine. They even gave me my gun back and said, just keep going. And those steps, that was the very first step that I was, just started to take. Went through, by the time my story had finished, I told my story to 17 different psychologists. Most were medico-legals, and that's part of the process. But eventually I had this team that was supportive, so supportive, so empathetic, few of which were survivors themselves. And I started to take advantage of that. The counsellors, give you your basic sessions. They put me onto a good GP, convinced me to just keep going back and going back. And again, it's about building that good team around me.
So you mentioned things like asking for help, building the team around you. Are there any other lessons that you can think of, maybe one or two more, that you actually taken from this? Because it sounds like it was quite impactful for you.
Yes, Michael. Some of the biggest lessons I learned from that experience, and as an investigator of child protection, and I used to interview a lot of children who were victims. And it's a horrible thing, but a victim of a sexual assault. And I used to ask kids, and I would say to them, if this ever happens again, who do you think you could tell? And my answer to them and my advice to them was, you tell everyone. Because I found that the first person may not listen. They may not care, or they may not know how to help. Keep seeking help. Don't give up on yourself or the process, because there are people that love you and care for you. So don't give up. Okay, you've got to open your mouth. You've got to, you know, tug coats, tap people on the shoulder and ask for help. What that led to for me was I also, when I came out the other side, I started going through this strengths coaching process, and I started to find out, you know, a lot more about me. I began to understand myself, my choices, why I needed to change careers, to be more creative, less restrictive. And it changed everything for me, knowing I could truly be me and not just a stereotype. And that was so cool.
If you could go back, Luke, would you change anything? Would you do anything differently? Because it sounds like there's a lot of regular patterns coming up, especially with the conversation today, but would you do anything differently?
No, absolutely nothing. Yeah, what happened to me shaped me. It shaped who I am now. And, you know, every day I'm becoming someone who actually, you know, I like myself more than I did last year, even last week. So for me, it's about making sure I do things differently tomorrow because of what happened yesterday. I mean, and it's not easy, but no, I wouldn't change anything that's happened to me.
How can people find out more about you, Luke, if they wanted to enter your world a little bit? How can people find out more?
Yeah, well, my website's crimestory.com.au, and we're on Facebook and Insta with Crime Story Australia. And we do experiential workshops. We actually go through mock crime scenes, and we learn problem solving skills and even learn to write and deal with things in so many ways like that. And so if anyone wanted to get in contact, anything we can do like that, yeah, please jump in. And hey, both my parents are English, and I'm dying to build some connections over there and see how we go.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.